Culture 12. Exercise 2B. Page 104.
The Great British Beach Clean. Everyone wants something, but we want nothing. That's the motto of the UK's biggest marine charity, the Marine Conservation Society. They want no litter of any kind on Britain's beaches, nothing that can destroy their natural beauty. Today's throwaway culture has created a rising tide of coastal rubbish. In response to this irresponsible behaviour, the MCS has been organising the Great British Beach Clean since 1983. The event takes place over a long weekend each September, and every year it's getting bigger and bigger. So what exactly do the volunteers collect? According to the latest report, plastic items were high on the list, especially bottles and bags. Glass, pieces of string, cigarette ends, and fishing gear were also regular finds. For every 100 metres of beach cleaned, the number of a particular kind of rubbish collected is counted. Then this information is fed into a database. As Lizzie Pryor of the MCS explains, the more beaches we have litter data for, the clearer the picture we will have of where it all comes from and what needs to be targeted next. The Great British Beach Clean is making encouraging progress with the problem of coastal pollution. However, the UK is just one part of the bigger global picture, and much more still needs to be done. It's estimated that 8 million tonnes of rubbish enter the world's oceans each year, threatening marine life and public health. One of the worst problems, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, is thought to cover an area 6 times the size of the UK. Not surprisingly, much of this rubbish gets washed up on the beaches. So if you want nothing on the beach but sand, why not volunteer for a beach clean? Visit the MCS website to sign up, or even to get helpful ideas for organising one of your own.